Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Vice Chair of the Federation of State Beef Councils, Clay Bertram, talking NASCAR in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company 2020 Female Classic Sale. 500 head will sell on Saturday, December 19th, starting at 11 a.m. in Stillwater. Bred cows, bred heifers, open heifer prospects, 68 embryos, and over 500 units of semen to sell. These females are the kind that you can build a program around. To view the catalog, go to GriswoldCattle.com. Griswold Cattle Company's 2020 Female Classic Sale, Saturday, December 19th. For questions, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300.
The major strategy to promote beef domestically over the last few years has been Beef It's What's for Dinner. Keeping it online, it's a digital campaign primarily targeting females. Well, looks like a little bit of a change, at least in February of the new year, as far as strategy is concerned. Clay Bertram, Vice Chair of the Federation of State Beef Councils, with us again today. Clay, tell us about this new partnership, at least for this year, with NASCAR.
Yeah, you know, Ron, with this pandemic, we're seeing some great opportunities, as many businesses are. We had an opportunity, and on Saturday, February the 13th, the green flag a wave with the start of the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 at Daytona International Speedway. This is the big race of the year. Most sporting events have their finale at the end of the year, but not NASCAR. This is the big deal. It's the Xfinity race. We had an opportunity to sponsor that. We'll have a large TV audience, radio audience. And this is, you know, for all the farmers and ranchers out there, you know, the truck drivers carrying our products across the nation, the farmers in the field. This is just it was a huge opportunity for us to sponsor this race.
And obviously, with the naming of the race like it is, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300, yeah, literally you're going to get promotion every time somebody says the name.
Oh, yeah. You'll see those guys in the booth where, you know, our name will be there. There'll be a lot of TV advertisement. You're going to see a lot of stuff. Just stay tuned because there's going to be a lot of stuff that you're going to see rolling out with this sponsorship of this race on Saturday, February the 13th.
I know that this is being brought together, the beef checkoff dollars that are being pooled together to make this happen, being coordinated by the Federation.
Yeah, this is really a collaborative partnership between the Federation and many of our state beef council partnerships. When this opportunity was brought to us, we looked at this being a collaborative partnership between the Federation and our state beef council partners.
They have some dollars that you already get from those state beef councils, but they're actually pledging some extra dollars in this case.
That is correct, Ron. And then we'll have more advertising opportunities and buy-in to be able to share with everybody once we get the deal rolled out.
The Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 is on the opening weekend of NASCAR racing for 2021. It's just one day ahead of the most iconic of NASCAR races, the Daytona 500. And with the race being at the Daytona International Speedway, that's the biggest venue for NASCAR racing. A new and major platform for the Beef It's What's for Dinner advertising efforts.
Now, let's talk about one last thing, Clay. You've invested a lot of your life working on behalf of the producers that pay that dollar head beef checkoff in Oklahoma Beef Council at the national level with the Federation. You know, why do you do that? Why do you feel that's important to the industry?
Ron, when I went out of college to the feedlot, I had a manager that told me, learn to leave a legacy. And that's why I do it. I have daughters someday that want to go back into the business or work in public policy for different areas. And that's why I do it. I want to give back. I want to show the younger generation at Farm Data Services here, the business that I work in each day. We have generations that want to continue to work in the business, and we have to leave a legacy. We have to show them that there's something for them to go home to. So that's why I do it. Remember, beef, it's what's for the holiday season, and want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.